Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, it's Farrell on the bench. Looks like Bo Nix is going to get that starting gig out in Denver. Did you see him go off last night? And the Broncos ripped the Packers 27-2. Sean Payton said, quote, "Well, listen, he's played great. I'm not announcing any starting quarterback tonight," end quote. But that was after he just continues to get better. Another strong night for him. The former Oregon star, sixth quarterback selected in the draft. He's now led Denver to scores on six of his seven drives in the preseason. He threw a two-yard TD pass to Tim Patrick. First time that guy's been in the end zone in almost 1,000 days since he missed the last couple of seasons with leg injuries. He threw a strike to Javonte Williams that was overturned because he was past the line of scrimmage. Denver, though, 2-0 in the preseason. All three of their quarterbacks were involved in touchdowns. Lutz kicked a couple of field goals. But Bo Nix getting involved. In the other game on Sunday, out at Stonewash, denim jeans at Santa Clara, Levi's, the site, the Niners got it done against the Saints, 16-10. None of the Saints quarterbacks did anything, no TDs from them. Taysom Hill scored on the ground for New Orleans. The Niners used four quarterbacks. Basically, Joshua Dobbs played the most. He was 12 of 21 for 133 in the win for San Francisco. Dobbs rushed one in for a touchdown even. And Jake Moody kicked three field goals. And that was it. Let's go back to Saturday. Did you see Trey Lance for the Cowboys, a former number three overall pick, trying to stick with Dallas? He completed 15 of 23 for 151 yards. He played the final three quarters for Dallas. They rolled the Raiders 27-12. Antonio Pierce has named Gardner Minshew the Raiders QB1. That was probably after he watched Aiden O'Connell throw a pick six hizzy for 69 yards by Keemon Hall on the first play of the fourth quarter. That was when he leaned toward Gardner. How about your boy Mac Jones? Remember him? They don't want to remember him in Boston, but he's in Jacksonville now, and he threw a pair of TD passes in the Jags' 20-7 win over the Buccaneers. Kyle Trask started for the Bucs. He was 12 of 19 for 108 yards, including a six-yard TD pass to Cody Thompson. Your boy Stetson Bennett of the Rams threw a 47-yard strike TD pass to J.J. Lapp in the fourth quarter as the Rams rallied for the 13-9 win over the Chargers. It's so high. This guy Bennett has been awful, yet he keeps throwing winners. He has six turnovers in the preseason, five picks and a fumble. Last week, he threw four picks in a game against Dallas, but then, with 4 seconds left, threw a six-yard TD pass to win the game. And now he wins again. Did you see this guy on the Jets? This little fella, Brandon Codrington, 5'9", 185, soaking wet, undrafted, out of North Carolina Central. He returned a kickoff 63 yards. He returned a punt 31 yards. Both set up scores. The Jets beat the Panthers 15-12. Austin Siebert kicked four field goals, including a 52-yarder. Greg Zuerlein added another one for the Jets in their win over the Panthers 15-12. How about the kicker of the Titans, Braden Narveson? He kicked his third field goal of the game as time expired, and the Titans rallied twice in the fourth to beat Seattle 16-15. Jason Myers kicked three field goals for Seattle, including a 50-yarder for a 15-13 lead with a minute 55 left. But Tennessee still came back and got it done. Tua threw a TD pass in the Dolphins' 13-6 win over the Commanders at Hard Rock in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk. Look at Nick Mullins. You know, the Vikings have nothing but problems after they lost J.J. McCarthy to a knee surgery. Mullins stepped in, 11 of 21, 136 yards, a 6.4 average, and he threw a TD in the Minnesota 27-12 wipeout of the Browns in mini. Jayshon Jones and Tristan Jackson both had TD catches for the Vikes. Patrick Mahomes was all the rage at Arrowhead on Saturday night. He threw a behind-the-back pass to Travis Kelce. No one could stop talking about it. But in the end, Jake Bates' 43-yard field goal as time expired gave the Lions the 24-23 win over the Chiefs. G-Man, 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 big boy. An ugly hizzy TD when he was going to get sacked in the end zone for a safety. He slung it out to the sideline, and it was picked and scored by the Texans on the play. And they rolled New York 28-10. Yeah, Jones had two picks, but the Giants had three more turnovers, five overall in the game. They looked terrible. Caleb Williams, the number one pick in the draft, put on a show at Soldier Field for the Bears fans as they whacked Cincinnati 27-3. He ran for a beautiful touchdown, scrambling for like 40 yards and then getting into the end zone in the corner. And he led two other scoring drives as the Bears, the monsters of the Midway, are back. The Ravens in the Charm City stopped a two-point conversion at the end of the game. Tavius Robinson stopped Jace McClellan short of the goal line on a two-point conversion, and the Ravens hold off the Falcons 13-12. How about Josh Johnson? He completed all 11 of his pass attempts. Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix Jr., none of them played. It was Johnson and Emory Jones going for the Ravens on Saturday. And let's just get down to business. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields both played for the Steelers against the Bills. Average at best, terrible at times. Buffalo won the game 9-3, and it was easy. Wilson was 8 of 10 for 47 yards. Sacked three times. His last completion was 12 yards. The Steelers running back Warren also injured his hamstring in the game. His status for week one is up in the air, not looking good. Justin Fields, no TDs. Trubisky and Ben DiNucci were the quarterbacks for the Bills. They were both awful as well. So can you even believe this? Literally, this Saturday, the 24th, you heard me, this Saturday, Florida State is playing Georgia Tech. I'm a rambler, right? With Georgia Tech and an engineer. Seminoles and Yellow Jackets in Ireland at 12 noon. And it counts. Florida State's laying 11.5. The total's 55 and a hook. Georgia Tech, the big dog at +860 to upset Knowles in Ireland. It's Pharrell on the bench. Check out.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.